Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There's this family, and the mom, she's being called a monster because she canceled Christmas for disrespectful kids. Return the gifts to a shop.
Well, I mean, are her kids disrespectful?
I mean, they have some troublesome behavior.
Yeah, I mean, okay.
You know, Christmas is supposed to be a wonderful time of the year. However, this monstrous stepmother has decided to cancel Christmas for her stepchildren after enduring years of manipulation and torment. The woman reached a boiling point, took the extreme action, and returned all the stupid gifts that she got. She's been with her husband since 2018. The woman has now handed the gifts back, struggling to deal with the disrespect that she would get from these rowdy-ass kids.
Right.
She goes, I can't even express what these kids put me and my husband through. They're vindictive liars, master manipulators, so disrespectful.
Yeah, I mean,
they're little clones of their mother, it says here.
Okay, see, that's where she goes bad.
Yeah.
Can't be explained in words. She is the actual scum of the earth.
Okay, see, that's where that's where she kind of loses my support. I mean, I think it is rough to take back all your kids', Christmas presents.
Yeah, but she says that the kids are a-holes.
I understand what she says, but in there, she also, you have to read between the lines. What else is she saying? She's saying that they're just like their mother and they're scum. Okay, so that's where you kind of lose where you're, maybe people would be like, oh yeah, you understand. Like, listen, you can't just do whatever you want and get great Christmas presents. You gotta, be somewhat of a good kid, respectful. But then when she attacks their mother, that's when it's like, okay, what is really your motive here? Are you an evil stepmom? Because that's what you just made yourself sound like.
All right, do we got anybody listening? And if you're being honest, if you're truly being honest, your kids shouldn't really get anything this year because they've sucked. I mean, that happens, right?
It probably does.
I don't know if we'll get anybody
to
call in and go, you know what, if I'm being honest,
really,
Santa shouldn't visit the house this year. Because maybe they got in trouble with school. Maybe they're not even trying.
Yeah, maybe their grades suck. Rude kids.
Maybe they're just rude. They're so disrespectful. Throw things at you, cuss at you. There has to be some people that are like, that are dreading having to buy their kids.
Well, they're
anything.
Going out and they're getting this kid like a Christmas present, and they're just like, God, this kid doesn't deserve it. Yeah, they're pissed about it.
Cindy. You got any these kids, or maybe even adults in your family, right? That maybe even your husband that really hasn't been that great, doesn't deserve anything this year.
I do, but I'll tell you this: there's a better solution to it all. You take presents and you wrap them up, a bunch of empty boxes, and you put them under the tree. And as they're acting up, you go through and you take one out and you throw it in a fire and you burn one.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
But then you give them their presents on Christmas because they are your children. But in return, they're learning their lesson, right?
Yeah. So they think you're burning one of their gifts.
You're burning nothing.
Right. Exactly.
And you've done this.
I love the mind games.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so do you have a fire going 24/7 at your house? Do you have a kid's present pin?
Anytime they can get lit on fire.
No, but they can drive me to the point where I will light the fire.
Yeah. So, I mean, do you have like a blowtorch or like one of those Tesla blowtorches, that Elon Musk thing?
No.
Flamethrower? Just a fire pick. Damn.
That's pretty hardcore though.
Okay. So what makes your kids little a-holes? What do they do?
Well, just talking back or that sort of thing, just not doing really.
Did they ever cuss at you?
Absolutely, they have.
Oh.
They're good kids. Don't get me wrong.
Don't get me wrong.
They are good kids, but it definitely puts a little bit of fear in them that way.
Dang, so they've actually used, like, the four-letter words?
Oh, yeah, Bill. Sure, absolutely. They're teenagers.
Why is that so shocking? Dang. All right. Well, thank you, Cindy. Appreciate that. So we're just asking if anybody has any.
You cuss at your mom? It's fun.
Rowdy ass kids that don't deserve a Christmas. Yes, Stephanie.
My kid is 5, and he just lost his Christmas yesterday.
Oh, what did he do? How did he lose Christmas?
Did he get caught smoking weed?
Did he get arrested?
No, yeah. No, he just, every time we go somewhere, it's a huge fit to leave. And he was hitting and screaming and, I mean, he wasn't cussing, but.
No, I got you, but it just makes the, I saw a lot of that over the holidays here, and the parents I feel sorry for you guys because you look like such dumbasses. You know what I mean?
But
there's nothing you can
you
do with your kid.
Like a dumbass.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you can't do anything. You just have to, like,
take it.
Cart them to the core as they're flailing, and you look like an idiot.
Should be able to arrest your own kid, right?
Of course,
get some
handcuffs
out and arrest your own kid and take him out to the car.
That's what you should do.
Yeah, and I mean, you can't spank them. You can't do anything. You can't say anything because somebody will call the cops on you. And so it was just like, oh my God, dude, get in the truck, please.
Yeah, just get in the truck, put him in his car seat, just strap him in so he can't get out, put a lock and key on that thing.
Yep. Literally shoved him in the truck and was like, he was yelling at me saying he didn't want to live with me.
Oh.
And I was like, well, you know what? Fine. Why don't we just put you up for adoption and see how Christmas goes with your new family?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
They home alone his ass. That is hilarious.
I love it.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.